Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in life of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? In the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
We magnify your name.
Good evening and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. What a wonderful day it is to be able to worship the Lord our God in spirit and in truth. I'm so glad that you took out this time to worship with us on tonight. I hope and pray that something will be said to encourage you, to lift you up, to motivate you, and to help you in your walk with the Lord. We want to honor the men and women of God that make this platform possible. We thank God for Bishop-elect Stephen and Ann Butterfield. I know that they're in holy convocation this year, so next week it might not be Bishop-elect. Amen. It just might be, amen. But we thank God for the work that God has given to the Butterfields. We're so grateful to them for sharing this platform with us. And to my friend and my sister, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, what an honor it is to co-labor with you, my sister. We said it last week, but we want to say it again because tomorrow is your day. Happy, happy birthday from all of us at the Light of Portland to you. May God bless you, my sister. May God keep you as the apple of his eye. And to the speaker of the hour tonight, he is my friend. He is my little brother. He is my big brother. I love him so much, and I'm so grateful to God that we have been a family over some years now. I was reminded that he'll be turning 50 this year, and I think I met him when he was about 3. So I'm really not talking about my age. I'm just going to talk about his age. Amen. Is that okay? Is that okay? But God is so good. We're so grateful tonight to have all the way from Seattle, Washington, Elder Demetrius Devers, who will be sharing the word with us on tonight. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. We want to just share with you a few prayer requests, and then we're going to open up the line because I know that there are some prayer warriors on the line. If God has placed a burning prayer in your heart and you want to share that prayer tonight, press 1. And when it's prayer time, I will invite you to join the live surrender prayer tonight. If you feel God saying it's you tonight that should be praying, please press 1 on your phone. And when it's prayer time, we will bring you on live to share in our prayer time. The St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church and Thrive presents a free community event on August the 12th. That's coming up August the 12th. It's the 3rd annual Healthy Living Symposium. August the 12th, Paul, that address is 8101 North Fisk. And if you want more information, they're going to be there talking about mammograms. They're going to be doing blood pressure checks. They'll have people there collecting used needles and old medicine. They'll be giving out free haircuts. There will be an ambulance tour, fresh produce, backpacks, clothes, shoes, and groceries. And so if you want to get more information, please contact St. Paul. Their number is 503-289-0147. Also, St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church is getting ready for Vacation Bible School. I did see that. Where did it go? All right. I don't have the date for Vacation Bible School. Elder Catherine, if you're on the line, please press 1. Vacation Bible School is coming up. How many of us remember Vacation Bible School? Amen. We want to make sure to share that announcement. I will get it next week and make sure I have that announcement to share with us. But I did want you to put on your calendar, because so much happens and we don't get to know about it because we hear about it late. And so that's the St. Paul, August the 12th. Also coming up, Bridge of Emoja and the Coalition of African American Pastors will be sponsoring Soul to Soul. This is a two-day event, and they're asking us to save the date, Friday and Saturday, August 25th and August the 26th. Guess what? It's going to be right here at Alberta Park. Friday, it's from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday, it's from 11 to 4. Want you to come out and enjoy music, singing, dancing, food, venues, health resources, activities for the children. It's just a time of celebration where the neighborhood can come together to be empowered, come to be unified, and then to see the spirit of togetherness in our community. That's coming up August 25th and August 26th, Soul to Soul. I wanted to share those announcements with you so that you can save the date and put those on your calendar so those dates don't slip up on us and you say, I didn't know anything about those events. All right. Well, it is prayer time. If there's one that has a burning prayer in your spirit tonight, feel the Lord saying it's you tonight. Press one. Want to bring you on live so that you can take us to the throne of grace. Amen. Is there one tonight that would like to lead us in prayer? Hallelujah. Following our prayer will be a song, and following that song, the next voice you will hear will be that of our preacher, Elder Demetrius Devers. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Amen. Gracious Father, we just so humbly come before you this evening. First of all, God, saying thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, oh God, for blessing us to see another Sunday, to see another day, a day we have never seen before, and a day we will never see again. But Father, we thank you for giving us the activities of our limbs and closing us in our right mind. We thank you for the air that we breathe because we know, Father, that it is your breath in our lungs. Therefore, we pour out our praise to you, O God. Father, we just come before you tonight asking, Lord God, that you would forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, Father, of the sins of disobedience, the sins of being contrary, being slothful, being lazy, unforgiving, ungrateful, unthankful. And then, God, forgive us for talking too much or for not saying enough. Forgive us, Father, for being afraid and being timid and being shy. Forgive us, Father God, for being not being bold when we knew that you were requiring of us to be bold. Father God, forgive us. Lord, we pray that you would forgive America of her sins. Sins are running rampant in the land. We have people dying by gunfire, people dying from war, people dying because of lack of health care, people dying because of lack of food and nutrition, people dying, oh God, because of the drugs and the violence. Father, forgive us, O God. We have not taken care of the poor. We have not taken care of the climate. We have not taken care of your creation. Forgive us, O God, of our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Create within us a clean heart and renew. God, we ask that you forgive us for gossiping and for backbiting and for being angry and sinning. God, forgive us, oh God,
Lord God, for lying, for cheating. Lord God, forgive us for being adulterers and fornicators and whoremongers. Father, forgive us for being jealous. Forgive us, oh God, for being, oh God, not good stewards over what you've given unto us. Father God, we just ask tonight that your blood will cleanse us. Your blood will redeem us. Your blood will renew us. Your blood would revive us. Father, stir up in us, Father, a do right spirit, that we may live holy and live righteous, live blameless in this corrupt and perverse nation. Father, we look to you, for you are the author and the finisher of faith. And Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bring forth your healing virtue to heal those that are sick in their bodies, sick in their minds, sick with infirmities, sick with disease. Oh, God, heal your people on today. God, heal us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some of us have illnesses, and there's names to the illness. And some of us have illness, and the doctor is scratching his head and don't know what's wrong with us. But, Father, we know that something ain't right in our body. So, God, we ask tonight that you would heal. Heal us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. God, as you are healing your sons and your daughters, heal those, God, in this world that are considering suicide, those who have given up, who have turned their back on you, who have said in their heart that there is no God. Heal them tonight, oh God. Not only heal them, but deliver, oh God, your people. Stretch forth your mighty hand, oh God, and allow us to be your mouthpiece. Allow us to be your ears. Allow us to be your eyes. Allow us to be your hands and your feet, that we may do what you've commissioned and commanded us to do. Don't let us be weary in our well-doing, for your word says that we shall reap if we don't faint. So help us to be strong. Help us to be steadfast. Help us, oh God, to be encouragers one to another. Father, touch today those that are houseless, those that don't have a home to go to, those who don't have a bed to lie on, those that don't have a table to eat from, those that don't even have food to eat tonight. God, make a way. Deliver your people tonight, oh God. Touch those that are incarcerated, Father. Look down on your sons and daughters that are behind prison walls and jail cells tonight. Let salvation be rampant, oh God. Send your word tonight that will cause them to ask the question, what must I do to be saved? Father, we pray for our nation tonight. Heal the land, oh God. Touch our president and our vice president. Touch our governors and our mayors. Touch the Supreme Court tonight. Look down on the judges and our district attorneys. Father God, we ask that you would give all those that are in position to make decisions on behalf of the whole, that they really think about the whole being. And that, God, they would seek you first for wisdom. I pray, Father God, that the spirit of Micah 6 and 8 will fall fresh on every political officer, every political leader, that they would love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly before our God. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch every pastor, every church doors that's opening in your name. I pray for those churches that are without pastors on tonight. I pray, God, that they will be led according to your spirit, and that they would not seek after pastors after their own hearts, but after your heart. Oh, God, bless your people everywhere. Touch the man of God tonight as he comes to proclaim your word. Give him preaching power from on high. Let the word that he speaks tonight bring forth conviction, bring forth deliverance, bring forth confirmation. deep down on the inside of us, oh God, and cause us to run and chase after you like never before. Oh God, we bless your name tonight and we give you glory and honor. And we thank you for the man of God. Touch Elder Devers tonight, Lord. Take him deep down into the hidden treasure of your word. Let him speak what you tell him to speak. Let him say what you tell him to say. Give him an ear to hear now tonight. For those of us that are listening, may we hear your voice tonight. May we hear your instructions tonight. May we hear your word of motivation, your word of correction, your word of direction. And then, God, give us a do right spirit that we won't only be hearers of your word, but be doers of your word. I thank you, oh God, for this opportunity to worship with this body of believers. I thank you, oh God, that we can come together and not be threatened or intimidated by someone holding a gun to our heads because we are choosing to worship and magnify the Lord our God. So bless us tonight. Bless us tonight, oh God. Bless us tonight, Father, if it be thy will. We pray thy kingdom come. We pray thy will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen.
Praise the Lord. We give glory and honor to God on tonight for allowing us to come together one more time to share what he has. We give honor to our hosts on tonight, Pastor Black and Pastor Cheryl, and all are responsible for allowing us to be on this platform to share with one another, to pray together, and to hear God's word on tonight. We just thank God again for Pastor Black and the opportunity to come and share. It's always a privilege and an honor to be in fellowship in any way, shape, form, or fashion with my dear beloved sister, Pastor Black, and the people of God. We're just going to jump right into the word on tonight and just give you what God has given us for the time we have to share. We're going to be coming from Colossians, the third chapter, and I'm going to be reading as we begin verses 12 through 17. So Colossians 3, 12 through 17. And while you're finding it, I'm just going to enter into a word of prayer, then we will read our scripture and then get into the message on tonight. Precious Father, we thank you. We appreciate you just being who you are. We ask that you just sing your blessing, sing your anointing down on this word on tonight. We ask that you would be glorified in all that we do. Let the hearers of your word be encouraged. Let them be strengthened to go and do what thus saith the Lord. We ask that you remove self from the equation so that you may be given all the glory, honor, and praise. We appreciate you now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Again, our scripture reading on tonight will be coming from Colossians 3, beginning at verse 12 and concluding at verse 17. And it reads as follows from the New King James Version. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bound of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, to God the Father through him. For a few moments tonight, I want to share from the thought, the message within the message. The message within the message. I don't know if you've been able to just kind of observe what's going on in communities across the country, but the more you look around, the more death, doom, and destruction is seen in our communities. We have a narrative that is going out that everybody is trying to do things to help the community except for the church. People would like to believe that the church is losing its relevancy and its impact on community. It's important that we that are in the church are being consistent in showing and giving the message of Jesus Christ to the community, to our families, to those that are in our circle of impact. And it's important that we who are believers are not acting contrary to the will of God. You see, a lot of people that have contact with you, with me, with those who proclaim and profess to be believers of God are looking at us a lot of times before we know they are that they are looking at us. There, we have people who see us from a distance and know that we are affiliated with the church in some way, shape, form, or fashion, and they are observing you. They're observing the way you walk, observing the way you talk, observing to see how you handle various situations that come your way. And more times than not, we have a lot of folks proclaiming to hold up the bloodstained banner, but when push comes to shove, they cuss like a sailor. They're the first one in the club, want to drop it like it's hot, and live a life that is leading people to question, what type of message are you sending? And so I thought on tonight, I thought it was important that we just be reminded that the message within the message we give should be clear that we are children of God. You heard the statement before, say what you mean and mean what you say. Or you heard maybe something like, don't just talk about it, but be about it. And that's the way we as Christians should be. We shouldn't just talk about having a Bible, but we should be representations of the word that is in the Bible. And here in our text on tonight, we have Paul, who was writing this particular epistle to the Christians, the believers of Christ who live, who are living a life that is trying to be pleasing to God. According to chapter 4, verse 3, he was in prison. Paul was in prison at the time he wrote this epistle. For it says, meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak, the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. So Paul here, as he is in prison, is writing to the Christians, trying to encourage those that are are living and trying to live a life that is pleasing to God. He's writing to encourage them to be careful of false teachers, to be careful of sending out false messages, or to be hypocritical, if you allow me to say. They saying one thing but doing another. Paul was worried that these Christians would turn away from the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, that worry, that fear is still existing today in today's churches. As we have false teachers, we have folks telling the gospel message with their own personal twist on it. They add and they subtract and they twist things that benefit themselves. But we as believers have to make sure that we are maintaining what thus saith the Lord. We're not adding to it and we're not taking anything away. Paul is writing to the Christians to remind them that Jesus Christ is about his true message. He reminded the Christians that their past life had gone, and he went on to teach the church how to live a new life in Christ Jesus. We have been chosen by God, and as his chosen, we should live a life that reflects who he is in our lives. That message should be seen and heard. It should be consistent that what we say shouldn't be any different than what we show. So in just for a few minutes, you give me a few more minutes, so I just show you what the text has shown me as we have a message within the message and what that message should contain. First off, the message within the message should contain a message of love. You see, verse 12 of the text says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. You see, as elect of God, God has chosen us to be representatives of him in all that we do. Yeah, as an elect of God, we should take comfort in him as well as recognize that we have a responsibility to the calling and the destiny that he has for us to fulfill. Throughout the text, various qualities are mentioned that we should take on in order to show Christ and the love he has towards us. And not only should we show the love he has for us, be reminded of the love he has for us, but we should show the love we to others as Christ has shown it to us. Yeah, yeah. We should show tender mercies. We should show kindness. We should be humble. We should show these qualities and showing that we have a true relationship with Christ. But above all these things, we need to show love. You know, we have some smooth talking believers that we can talk, they speak in tongues, but they can also cut somebody out in a minute. And we have to make sure that that our message is consistent. Yeah, be real to yourself, be true to yourself, but we cannot be the best contributing to turning folks away from Christ. And we do that by the way we send mixed messages and the way we talk and the way we treat people and the way we show ourselves in times of situations that aren't pleasing. We still need to show God in everything we do. We need to show love. We know John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We have to show love because love is patient, caring, kind. Yeah, yeah. We have to show love. We have to be able to love those who don't even love themselves. Love those who don't even love us. Show love and show the love of Christ. Just as Christ loved us, we have to love our brothers and our sisters. The message within the message should also contain a message of life. Verse 16 of the text says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalm and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. We should have a message of life, a message of hope. As elect children of God, we are made new in him. A new man, we are able to dive into his word. And because we're able to dive into his word, we ought to allow his word to penetrate our hearts and dwell within us. And the word brings life to us, because when we are down, his word can pick us up. When we are sad, his word can give us joy. When we are out, his word can bring us back in. His word is life, and we ought to live a life that is pleasing to him. There, whatever is within us should come out of us. His the words that he speaks in the text of dwelling in us should come out. As Christians, our contact with others should give them hope that their future is, no matter how bad today is, that their future with Christ Jesus is going to be better on tomorrow. We have to be reminded of Proverbs 21 and 21 where it says, he who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. Yeah, we have to remember, because his word is dwelling with us, his word is true. His word is life. Yeah, we have to remember that when we are representatives of Christ, we represent him and we represent him to those who don't know who he is. We show him that he is a God that is able to flip the script on your situation. The God we serve is able to wipe your tears away. The God we serve is able to bring reconciliation to your family. The God we serve is able to save the wayward child and bring them back home. The God we serve is able to bring life to a dead situation. He is able that whatever you need in the name of Jesus, his word is true. His word is true in good season and in bad season. His word still is true. His word says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We have to show the world that his word is still true today, just as it was on yesterday. In times like these, we can still stand on the word of Jesus, because in the word we find strength, we find hope, we find deliverance, we find life in the name of Jesus. The message within the message should contain a message of love. It should contain a message of life, and it should also contain a message from the Lord. Verse 17 of the text says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It's not about your personal success, but it's about the Jesus that is dwelling within you that allows us to do and benefit those who we have contact with. We give thanks to God for all that he does in us and through us. As we live our life, we should live it all for Jesus. We should be about building up the kingdom of God and not tearing it down. Therefore, all we do should be done in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We work in the name of the Lord. We volunteer in the name of the Lord. We counsel in the name of the Lord. We question in the name of the Lord. We answer in the name of the Lord. In everything we do it in the name of the Lord. We have so many people who are doing things on their own accord and claiming that their action is being done in the name of the Lord, and they ain't no God nowhere in it. There's folks who are having microphones in service, trying to put up, trying to do for themselves. But we have to make sure that we're tearing down the facade of hypocrisy, tearing down the facade of self-indulgence, and making sure we are putting up the bloodstained banner so when they see you, when they see me, they see Jesus. Yeah. So many people are rushing or are doing things on their own accord. But now is not the time to be moving by yourself. If God doesn't say move, then you don't move. If God says move, then you move. Whatever it is that you do, do it in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We need to make sure that the message, that our message is truly what God is wanting us to say. That is not confusing, not just confusing the non-believer, but it's not confusing the young believer. And in some cases, the old believer. Yeah, we have to make sure that we are shining in the light on this dark world. John 8:12 says, and Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The message within the message should contain a message of love, a message of life, and a message from the Lord. We should make sure that we're letting the whole world know about Jesus who suffered, bled, and died on an old rugged cross. Let them know about Jesus who hung on the cross from the 6th to the 9th hour, who hung on the cross and bled for the remission of our sins. Let them know about Jesus who was buried in a borrowed tomb and hung out in the grave for 3 days. Tell them that Jesus got up out of the grave on the 3rd day morning with all power in his hand. Let them know about Jesus and how he is now up in heaven interceding on our behalf. Don't forget to let your message be clear. And let them know that one of these days he's coming back for his people. He's coming back for his church, Wrinkle. But the question is, my brothers and sisters, when we're letting and when we're representing God, we have to let him know that you got to be ready. You're not going to get to heaven on mama and daddy's religion. You have to accept the Lord for yourself. So our message has to be clear and concise because time is winding up. We can't be the ones that are sending mixed messages to a mixed up world. We have to let the light shine so bright so the lost can come running asking, what must I do to be saved? So my brothers and my sisters, I encourage you to hold on to the word. Keep it down in your heart. And make sure as you represent our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that your message is clear and that the message within the message is full of love, life, and the Lord. I appreciate you for letting me share with you on tonight. I pray that something was said that will encourage you and keep you encouraged until we meet again. God bless you and keep you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 What a word on tonight. The message within the message. Thank you so much, Elder Devers, for that word on tonight. Truly, it is a reminder to us that we have a responsibility to this world. We have a responsibility to the earth, that we are to be the message. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding us and then for letting some of us that was unsure of what our responsibility was, that's our responsibility. We are the message. We are the message. The message is Jesus Christ, and we are the messengers to get it to where it's supposed to be. And we must do it that God may get the glory and the honor. Thank you so much for that word on tonight. My brothers and sisters, I hope that you have been blessed by the word. Take heed to what the scripture of Colossians chapter 3 has instructed us to do. Go back and read it for yourself. Don't just take Elder Deaver's word for it, but go back and read it for yourself. Ponder it over in your heart and your mind that it may become a part of the fabric of who you are, be a part of your characteristics. Well, it's that time that we must bid you all farewell for this week. I pray that the God of grace and mercy
will be with you as you go through the week. May he give you strength, courage, hope, peace. May he bless your hands, the work that you do. May he bless you with wisdom that as you open your mouth to speak to your children, your spouses, your coworkers, your employees, you speak with wisdom. You speak words that build up, encourage, give hope, speak life and not death. Until next Sunday, I love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. I love you. Until next Sunday.
Come on, keep clapping your hands. You already know this song. Come on, sing heaven.